He sniffed at the air with his wrinkly nose and made his way on tippity toes to the washing line where he stole some clothes and put them on, then suddenly froze. He sniffed and sniffed and sniffed once more, then followed the fragrance in through the door of the house of the lady that came home and saw those dirty great footprints across her clean floor. She'd only popped out to buy lemonade, to enjoy with her friends and the buns that she'd made, the buns that she'd placed on the table she'd laid before going to the shop on the shopping parade. She couldn't believe the mess that she found. China and table lay scattered around. No buns were remaining, just crumbs on the ground. Then from up above, there came an odd sound. Those dirty great footprints carried on through the kitchen and up the stairs into the loo. She shrieked when she saw it, can imagine who could do such a dirty great steaming huge poo. She crept down the landing and peeped through the lock in the door to her bedroom and got a huge shock. An elephant winding up her alarm clock, yawning and stretching and wearing her frock. "You cheeky wee beggar," the old lady did shout as she strode in the room waving her cane about. "You'll clean up your mess, of that there's no doubt. Now go flush that toilet, you wrinkly grey light." Now an elephant's feet were never designed to pick up broken plates or to fix them with glue, and he'd never before had to flush away poo till his recent and daring escape from the zoo. He'd spent many an hour plotting plot after plot, but managed no more than diddly squat. Then this very morning, believe it or not, his cage was left open, so off he did trot. He was spotted escaping like that daft keeper who'd left unlocked his lock and the keeper pursued. He'd found a disguise and some lovely warm food and a toilet upon which he'd sat and he'd pooed. His lack of fingers and thumbs aside, the naughty elephant really tried to clean up the mess that he'd made inside the house where the lady who baked did reside. She'd watched and she'd laughed as she tried hard to mop the floor of the kitchen, but she'd had to stop him from making it worse with his slop, 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 and sent him away to the local cake shop. He wore some dark glasses, a scarf and a hat, and crept through the streets as quiet as a cat. Purchased the buns and had a quick chat with the baker, then turned around and headed back. He'd very near made it without being seen, but the local police force were really quite keen to capture the beast. They'd rather have been with coffee and donuts in the station canteen. The leaves on the path were hiding a net that sprang up around him as fast as a jet. Then quick as a flash, poor Jumbo did get a jab in the bum from the zoo's friendly vet. Back behind bars, but he didn't feel sad. The pachyderm sat with his trunk in the bag of buns that he'd woken to find he still had. He smiled as he munched. Life wasn't so bad. He went and he sucked up a trunk full of water and spray passers-by, though he shouldn't have walked her. He soaked a fat man and his red-headed daughter, who shrieked and who clutched the stuffed bear that he'd bought her. Then later that night, the moon overhead and the visitors gone and the residents fed, the big tired beast lay upon his own bed and smiled as he thought of adventures ahead. All it would take was a little mishap, a gate left unlocked by that old keeper chap, but next time not stopping to take a quick nap and not walking into a dirty great trap. Next time he would make it to freedom he'd flee, stow away on a liner and sail every sea, or find a nice jungle and finally be what all creatures want, just happy and free.